This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Apple CEO Tim Cook groveled before customers and investors this morning. He admitted that when it comes to maps, Apple really ain't all that. Cook promised they are working nonstop, in his words, to fix their incomplete, frustrating, and widely skewered map app that has replaced Google in Apple's new operating system. Way more surprising than the rare apology from Cupertino, though, was this. Cook suggested Apple users turn to the competition for relief, Bing and MapQuest, and yes, even Google. From New York Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains how this could put other map makers on the map.
Today is Michal Hobdenk Kolichkovsky's birthday. He wasn't expecting a gift from Tim Cook. Hobdenk works for Waze, one of the navigation apps Cook recommended. And thanks to Cook's big apology,
it's going to be a record-breaking day for us. No question about that.
Waze, and that's W-A-Z-E, already has a 5-star rating in the App Store and claims 25 million global users. But a shout-out from the head of Apple doesn't hurt.
We know that people like us, but to get validated from Tim Cook, that was really cool.
Waze, MapQuest, Bing, and others will likely benefit from Apple's map mishap, says tech analyst Roger Kay of Endpoint Technologies. But he'd rather see Apple restore Google's maps.
It really should not have taken away something that really worked and given users something that didn't work. And to just say, I'm sorry, you know, here, try these, I don't think is really enough.
Kay says some customers will switch to Android phones to get Google Maps. Danny Sullivan keeps track of all this as editor of Search Engine Land. Don't forget, he says, Google Maps was far from perfect when it came out, and it's going to take Apple time to catch up.
What they're going to have to do is just as quickly as possible improve the mapping quality that's out there. And unfortunately, that's not going to be a quick process. It's going to take years.
Years that other map providers will spend cashing in while Apple finds its way. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.